Here in Hebrews 11, we'll continue our series tonight. Last week, we looked at the first three verses and understood that faith is stepping out and trusting God. That's why it talks about the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And we see tonight more of that. In verse 4, it says, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God." So that's our title, He Pleased God. Let's pray. Lord, use your word tonight to teach and grow us. Thank you for it, and I pray that we'll leave changed by its power. May Jesus be glorified, and we pray in his wonderful name. Amen. So, as we talked last week, it's the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. When we step out by faith and go forward trusting God, that is the substance. And as you go through Hebrews 11 and you see all these great heroes of the faith, you see all these action verbs. By faith, they did things. So faith isn't just asking, it's asking and then going forward and trusting God to provide and to lead and to protect and so forth. Notice it says there in verse 4, by faith Abel offered. So there's an action verb. Look down at verse 7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark. So there's action verb. He prepared, he did something. Verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should not have to receive her inheritance, obeyed. So there's an action verb. Down to verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. So Abraham twice. He obeyed and he offered. Then down to verse 27. By faith, he forsook Egypt. Now these are just some examples, but you see, by faith, they did things. And here we have the example of Abel and Enoch. The Bible says, by faith Abel offered, there in verse 4, and it says, by faith Enoch was translated. Why? Because he had a testimony that he pleased God. So by faith, he was translated. Think about what that's saying. Enoch didn't do the translating. God translated Enoch. So how was it by faith? It was by faith that he had this testimony that he pleased God, and because he pleased God through his actions, through his behavior, God took him straight to glory, and he didn't have to die. One of the very few people in the Bible that didn't have to die. So tonight we're going to focus on this, that what God wants from us as we're walking by faith, and we're commanded to, right? The just shall live by faith. God wants us to have a testimony, there's that word testimony in verse 5, that we please God. Our testimony is one of the most important things that we could hold on to, and it's one of the most important things that if we're not careful, we could lose. And that is a shame. So God wants us to please Him. That's to be our testimony. Let's look at some scriptures. 1 John 3:22. And this particular one is talking about prayer. Well, when we pray, that's a step of faith, is it not? That's trusting that God's going to hear and answer our prayers. Notice 1 John 3:22. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing. So there's that word please again. That are pleasing in His sight. Enoch had this testimony that he pleased God. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to what? Please Him. So you see, this is a theme of Scripture, that pleasing God is the testimony that God wants us to have. Now, to show you the contrast, go to Isaiah 3, and we'll look at Israel's testimony the majority of the time, especially during the times of Isaiah and the other prophets. Look at their testimony, Isaiah 3. Look at verse 8. For Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen, because Their tongue and their doings are against the Lord to provoke the eyes of His glory. So there's the contrast. Their tongue and their doings are against the Lord, rather than having this testimony that they pleased God. And of course, they didn't please God through their behavior, through their tongue and their doings. And God kept having to send prophets to rebuke them, and then finally took them into captivity, as we know. So God wants us to have this testimony that Enoch had, that we please God. Now, doesn't the Bible say in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, right? Your good works. That's your testimony, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, people read that and they think, well, that's some lifestyle evangelism. But how do they know that God's your Father unless you tell them? They can't just guess. So obviously you've told them that God's your Father. Now that they're going to glorify God because you're serving God, because you have a testimony, a good testimony, that you please God. So this is what God wants from us. He wants us to have a testimony. And you know, we can lose our testimony. If you go over to 1 Corinthians 9, Paul talked about his fear of losing his testimony. And you know, the devil, you've heard me say this before, the devil can't cause us to lose our salvation, but he can certainly cause us to lose our testimony. And he tries. And many a Christian has lost their testimony. 1 Corinthians 9:12, Paul said, if others be partakers of this power of you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Now, has anybody ever heard someone say, yeah, I consider Christianity, but I had this such and such experience, and Christians are hypocrites. We've all heard that, haven't we? This accusation about Christians being hypocrites. You know why? Because a lot of Christians are hypocrites. They're accurate in their assessment because they aren't putting God first. And like Paul said, they're actually hindering the gospel. Because when a Christian is a bad testimony, the unsaved use that as an excuse. Say, well, why would I want to be a Christian? Look at that. Look at that guy. Look how he's acting. Look what happened to him. And the excuse, of course, will not hold up at the judgment seat. But that doesn't stop people from trying to use it. So God forbid that we would be an excuse for an unsaved person because of our bad testimony. Enoch had a good testimony, that he pleased God. That's the kind of testimony God wants us all to have. And if we lose our testimony, it's something that's not easy to get back. You know, when you think about when you go to funerals, we're going to go to one here in 2 days. Eulogies don't talk about what people didn't do. Right? Nobody's going to get up and say, well, Brother Hemi didn't smoke. People just don't do that at funerals, do they? No, they're going to talk about what he did in his humble spirit, how he served God behind the scenes and so forth. But they don't talk about what they didn't do, because our testimony is about what we're going forward and accomplishing for God. By faith. That's what this chapter is about, by faith. And you know what? The world isn't impressed by what we don't do. They're impressed by when we stand for Christ. And when we stand up for Christ. If you go to John 12, we'll see an example of some Jewish Christians who didn't stand up for Christ. And what a shame. God has to point them out in His Word. And He's not pointing them out saying, well, this is the kind of Christian I want you to be. John 12, verse 42, the Bible says here, that nevertheless among the chief rulers also many believed on him. So some of the Jewish rulers actually believed on Jesus. But it says, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. So they hid their testimony. Ever known a Christian to do that? Try to fit in with the world, act like the world so they wouldn't point them out or make fun of them or whatever. Yep, we've all seen that too. So our testimony is so critical. that we don't lose it, that we hold on to it, and that our testimony is summarized the same as Enoch's. He pleased God. And again, we're talking about faith in this chapter. By faith, they did things. Let's look at a couple more scriptures. Look at Ephesians 5:8. The Bible tells us that when we were born again, we became the children of God, but it also says we became the children of light. Look at Ephesians 5:8. The Bible says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord." Look at these last words. "Walk as children of light." What is that saying? Walk your talk. You claim to be a Christian. You claim to have the light of the world living in you. You claim to have been delivered from darkness unto light by Jesus Christ. Now walk that way. Your testimony should be a reflection of your profession in Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 13, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another." That's your testimony. What we do is our testimony. And we need to be walking by faith, trusting God, going forward by faith, and being an example to this world, just as Enoch was. And imagine that for, 4,000 years? It's been since Enoch was translated or so. He was the seventh from Adam, maybe 5,000. I'm not sure the exact number of years. But at least for 2,000 years, people have been reading about Enoch. That his testimony was that he pleased God. That should be our desire. That we get to heaven, and Jesus says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." As we read in Matthew chapter 25. "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." That we, as Enoch, can say, "I did my best to please God. I wasn't perfect. None of us are. But by faith, I served God. I stepped out. I did things for God." And sometimes, by the way, we'll be looking at this, but go back to Hebrews 11. Sometimes, when we step out and serve God by faith, does that guarantee that we're not going to have problems? No. It absolutely does not. It might guarantee we'll have more problems. Because now the devil's excited. But, and again, we're going to study this in detail, but down in verse 33, "who through faith," so there's that phrase again, "through faith they did what? Subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in flight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead, raised to life again." Stop. That's what we want it always to be. But then it turns. Right there in the middle of verse 35. Same faith, same God. Others were tortured. Through faith, they were tortured. Others didn't accept deliverance that they might attain a better resurrection. Others had a trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned through faith. They were sawn asunder through faith. They were tempted through faith. They were slain with the sword through faith. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, all by faith, or through faith. So no, there is no prosperity theology in the Scripture. God gets to decide what happens. But we have to go forward by faith, trust God, and let God work it out. We might face more persecution as a result. But we just stand for Christ and we maintain our testimony that we please God, no matter what we face. That's what these people did. These people, some of them were killed for their faith. They were martyred, but they pleased God enough to be written down in God's eternal word. Imagine that. Now, we aren't going to have that privilege because the word's finished. But certainly I hope it will be our desire that we would have this testimony that Enoch had, that he pleased God. Imagine he pleased God to the point that God said, "I'm just going to take you straight to heaven." The only other person we know of is Elijah, taken up in a chariot of fire. But what a testimony that he pleased God. So what is our goal? Walk by faith. When you're walking, you're moving somewhere. Amen? You're going forward. God never says in the Bible to sit by faith. It says to live by faith. It says to walk in the Spirit. But he never says to sit by faith. Because we'll get plenty of rest, as it says earlier in Hebrews, I think it's chapter 6, that there's a rest in heaven. We're not to rest here. We're to go forward and please God. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord.